G'day and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda. Save at the Mazda stock clearance. 2019 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT Ute. Now from only $37,490 drive away for ABN holders and primary producers. Conditions apply. Today on the show, round one's going ahead, so we're going ahead with the two-minute warning. If you haven't subscribed to us, please do. Let your friends know, get them to subscribe as well, and leave a rating and leave a review. All right, get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rin, joined as always by Zave Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, there's football.
Yes. There is.
We're back.
Three men on the plane. Just saw a photo of Fifey covered up with the masks on everything.
I just came from the airport where the Dockers took off. We were sectioned off from the players with these little barriers. The Virgin staff very excited about putting their little barriers up.
Oh, they love a barrier.
They didn't realise it's fantastic pitches.
Yeah, 100%.
Not fast. Put more barriers up.
That's fantastic. It makes it look better.
Half the players rocked up in masks. Nat Fyfe, the main man in a mask. Andy Brayshaw. But a lot of players not wearing masks. So it's a personal choice.
From what I gather, unless you're carrying something,
the mask doesn't do much anyway.
Like, Fyfe looked pretty cool, though.
Hey, look, but I mean,
it's a good looking rooster.
Oh, ears?
Yeah, he is.
His ears.
Oh, the ears?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's.
I'd say.
We all have our flaws.
No, I say he's no Jagger O'Meara.
Jagger O'Meara's pretty good.
No Dylan Shiel.
Oh, I put them in similar category.
You know, we need to do a two-minute warning podcast on the best-looking bloke at each club and then vote at the end of it.
Yeah, I like it. So I'll go to Adelaide. So I'd go Roy Sloane straight away.
There's potentially going to be a lot of weeks where we need to scratch for content, so let's not go too early with that one.
Mardi Gras week.
Don't be giving people our ideas, mate. Just keep that in-house.
I was going to say something really bad.
These are strange times.
They are.
Yeah, clubs and, like saying the airport stuff, like clubs don't realise, you know, sometimes when there's a big thing going on at a club and they post security around the parking lots, like, that's better pictures than actually getting a shot of who you're after.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not even chasing the player in the end. You're chasing as much farmer as you can.
I said to the guy, when we're not jumping it, we don't need to. We've got Michael Walters. We're chatting to him like it's fine. We're all good here. But thanks for the barriers.
How are you going with work? For mine, I'm like, well, my health's going to be fine.
Yeah.
What are you nervous about?
I'm nervous about, mate, I've got so much stuff planned. Like, we got lift outs for Monday, and I don't even know if we're going to have. Yeah, I don't know how many games we're going to get through.
Yeah.
Every day, the last few days has been going to like.
Well, yesterday I saw you like halfway through the day, and you were sitting on so much stuff.
Couldn't do anything.
And then when I left, you had pages all over your desk.
Yes, yeah.
And obviously they got. What would have happened if they'd said no footy? What would you have done with all those lifts out?
We just would have had to go with. So we had a lot of relevant. We had a lot of like evergreen content. Like it would have flown anyway. But we ended up cutting. Yeah. We cut a lot of. It was going to be a much bigger lift out, but we ended up cutting it just in case.
So I do a column for him, and mine was just an evergreen, wasn't it really? Do I do something on footy if footy's not on?
Yeah, we can't do it.
Or do you do something that could just last a little bit longer?
It's tough. Evergreen.
What about you?
It's like evergreen. It's always you can always go back to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We're fine. It's busier, but my concern was yesterday. If they call footy off, what am I doing in 3 days' time?
So what are you doing?
I don't know.
Have they spoken to you or anything?
No. So I think they've just been holding off to hope it would play.
Yeah.
Mm. But if this is off in a week or two, like how many times can you talk about it not being on?
Is there a chance in 6 weeks' time we're 10 games in?
What do you mean per?
There's always a chance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is there a chance that we just dodge a bullet for 6 weeks? There's don't get me wrong, the numbers are going to keep going up and up and up. But if we can avoid, what is there, 25 million people in Australia?
Yeah.
If we can avoid 400, if we can avoid 400 of them, whatever, 500, 600, whatever it is to get. If you
just get to the line, if these this select group of people, nobody gets it.
I'm approaching it as every game could be the last. I'm just going to enjoy tonight and then hope I get to enjoy tomorrow.
I've got my stubbies on ice.
Oh,
ready to go. And like, honestly.
And then after a quarter, it'll be 43-2.
Yeah.
Everyone will be tap out.
But even like Paddy Cripps, I'll enjoy watching him.
Yeah.
I'll enjoy watching your man Jack Martin
go
quiet. Yeah. Nah, I do like Jack Martin.
I do think we'll get this round away because
regardless.
They said it's test positive. As soon as a player tests positive, it's very easy for them to say just hold that test for 2 days.
My concern is what happens tomorrow morning when someone says 3 Bulldogs players have been put into quarantine.
Well, that hasn't tested positive, so they can get away with that.
But can they then play?
Yeah, well, they said it's a positive test.
But what about all the other players?
No, I reckon
players?
The Dockers would withdraw.
They'd have to withdraw the game.
I reckon those 3 players would be withdrawn.
Yeah, the three players would be out.
What if they'd been in contact with the other players?
No, no, but then you I mean,
they got no symptoms.
So Scott Pendlebury's not the only player who had a sniffle this week.
True. Yeah.
There would be every club, every time, every single week of the year would have two or three players with flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
You know, when you come out of the back of summer, people get a bit crook. When you go into winter, people get a bit crook. Like, I know at West Coast, there's a couple that were a bit sniffly.
Yeah.
But, like, they were just cleared. You haven't been overseas. You haven't been in contact with anyone in 14 days. You genuinely get a cold. Like, push on.
Mm.
Agreed.
All right, well, let's get straight into this. Who wants to read the teams? Who's got you? Ron, are you the alphabet?
My phone hasn't got enough juice.
Do it alphabet, eh?
Do it alphabet.
Okay.
All right.
Adelaide.
Let's get started. Who's going Adelaide?
Are you going to give me a horn?
Where's the horn?
Mate, so we're working on different. Hang on.
Mate, you know you can get a horn sucked into your little keypad buttons on the.
I know, I know.
We had that for a week. There we go.
Adelaide.
Yeah,
this is cooney. This is no good. Adelaide. All right. When all the midfielders measure up in the competition, if you pick the best three, Crouch, Sloan. So O'Brien, I think, is in that cluster of reasonable ruckman. Yep. So he's not in the three stars or whatever, but he's reasonable. So you remove the ruckman out of the conversation. Where do they sit, Crouch, Sloan, in terms of being able to carry Adelaide?
Are you comparing to other teams?
Yeah, so I wrote underneath them GWS. Viney, Oliver, Brayshaw. Are they pretty similar to that?
They're nowhere near GWS.
No, nowhere near. No. Nowhere near West Coast. Nowhere near Collingwood.
Probably nowhere near Brisbane either.
Yeah, nowhere near that. So, but in terms of not bottoming out like we're thinking that
here's
they might.
My problem. To me, they're all too similar.
Yeah, well, that's what I mentioned. I wrote Melbourne down.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we had that issue with Viney, Brayshaw, Oliver, Jones. I reckon that they are too similar.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they're more plotters. They need more pace. I reckon we're going to find Adelaide.
16-minute quarters, you need pace because there's no grind now.
Yeah, it's not going to be the people bobbing up at the last minute. What were you signalling?
Yeah. I was worried that my mic wasn't working.
No, it's fine.
It's working. Mate, it's humming.
Mate,
it's
you confused us all here.
Okay.
You're cutting good. Into Adelaide's time. The Crows people are going to be very
They're
going
to be mad, mate.
All those Crows fans.
Can't you
too slow. And I reckon, honestly, I've thought about it. 16 minutes is going to really help that fast, like Dusty Martins.
Yeah, the
those players that can have those players that don't, they're not going to get as tired. So Elliot Yeo's not going to get as tired. Luke Shuey's not going to get tired. Over at Collingwood,
I was trying to figure
Chalor
this out yesterday. Is it the burst guys that are going to benefit?
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, Adelaide don't. What are they got? Miller?
And even he's more of a halfback burst. He's not a forward line.
Or a mid burst.
I have noticed that like a lot of the guys being named to debut, they're forwards, small forwards.
Yeah.
Like Melbourne's playing Bedford and Pickett. We'll get to them soon. But like I'm hoping when Adelaide announce their team, it's like McHenry, Chase Jones, McAdam, all these guys, Poholke.
Can you remember when the sub rule came in and no one knew how to do it? I think Sydney had, was it Jolly or someone as the first sub?
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to take a couple of weeks to work out these short quarters.
Brisbane, okay, back on the short stuff. Does a short season help a team like Brisbane? Like, I'm trying to work out here because there's only 17 games. You need, 10 to play finals?
Mm.
At least, maybe less. 8 or 9.
Yeah.
They're going to probably win that number of games. Is this the kind of year where we just see a random flag? And why?
Yeah,
I know we've been down on Brisbane, but now that everything's changed, I kind of feel a little bit better about them. The youngness of them, the pace of them, Zorko's breaking lines.
Well, there's no more hard draw.
Why can't they
win a flag? There's no more shit draw.
But why can't they win a flag?
I think they can.
Do you now put them in a team of, say, six teams that can win it? Are they in that group now?
Yeah, they're in that.
Yeah.
So I think my top eight, Geelong were eighth and maybe Hawthorn were seventh. I don't think they can win it.
No, so I agree. So Bulldogs and Brisbane are the other two.
Bulldogs and Brisbane are in there. That's
Collingwood, Richmond, GWS, West Coast.
And we, like we're talking about with Adelaide, young, up and about, quick.
And again, that's like McCluggage and those sort of guys who are young. So the short quarters, and I know their bodies are getting towards AFL experienced bodies, but McCluggage and those kids, are they still kids or whatever?
Quarter.
Where they can drop their bundle a little bit potentially. Like there's no last 5 minutes of the quarter anymore.
No.
It is foot to the floor.
Yep.
Go as hard as you can. And they don't really have any old players they're hiding in the midfield that are quite big and chunky. Like, you think Sydney, like Josh Kennedy, for example.
I mean, they got like a Jared Lyons, but.
Yeah, but he's not old.
He's not old. Like he's just a big sort of grinder. But
I mean, Alice Yeoman's not going to play. I wouldn't have thought.
I reckon just watch this space. I reckon they could be the team that with this fixture. Try to think who could be the team.
I still worry about their forward line.
What about Dane Zorko Brownlow?
Yeah, why not?
The ultimate burst player.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Oh, he's a gun. He if he imagine if he was at Collingwood.
Lockie Neal take a lot of votes off him. Sometimes I say things, and I realise that they're just not going to happen.
Lockie Neal, he's a good player, a good chance. But yeah, no, I agree. I think that their forward line's still the issue. I'm not punting on.
You haven't bought the summer forwards. Of Rainer. All right, that's me, Carlton. So who's your breakout pick out of all their kids this year? Who goes from like somewhere in the seas to like a B+?
Setterfield.
Will Setterfield.
Nah.
Yep. High draft pick. Showed a little bit last year. I feel like he's ahead of a Paddy Dow. He's ahead of O'Brien. He's ahead of Cunningham.
Forget about O'Brien.
You know those little middle range guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of middle ones. You forget because there's so many of those middle ones that they've had so many draft picks. You don't know which draft they're in.
Yeah, like they've been on this for 12 months or three years.
I just don't think he's a very good kick.
Nah, he needs to find what his weapon is. He can be a bit of a cheeky sneak forward and. But his set shots were horrid last year. He was one of the worst set shots in the league. Yeah. I don't know. I'm hopeful turn him into a winger. I'm hoping.
But he seems to have games where you go, oh, he's had 18 touches already.
Yeah.
And then when the next game you go to watch him,
yep.
You're not getting a lot. I know he's only young, but I'm going Paddy Dow.
We should put a rider on this that we're recording this before the season opener.
Yes. Before he has 40 and kicks four.
So I'm Setterfield. You're Dow.
I'm Paddy Dow.
I don't know if he's got to that level yet, or he's always hovered around that.
This could be anything.
Well, no, it's Fisher.
This could be anything.
No, it's Fisher.
Exactly. Fisher's ahead of them.
He's already broken out.
He's ahead of them.
I'm saying he gets to a B plus, mate.
Sam Walsh. Give him Sam Walsh. You want Sam Walsh?
I'm saying someone who gets to a B plus.
No, Paddy Cripps is going to break out. I reckon this year.
Yeah, Paddy Cripps. He might even win the Brownlow.
He might emerge as a really good player.
He grew another.
Come, mate. Have another go,
mate. Zach Fisher.
How many games Zach Fisher played? How many games Zach Fisher played?
Probably 50.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I reckon it has to be under 50.
All right. I'll get Paddy Dow then. I'll join you.
What about two though? Paddy Dow and those guys. He'll be over 50 games halfway through the year. That's a fair chunk of footy.
But you get a lot of footy.
They're the guys that
55 games, Fisher.
Yeah.
He turned into a reasonable player last year, Zach Fisher.
Zach Fisher's a good little player.
I reckon he needs a big year because his year, not last year, the year before, was fantastic. Slight regression last year.
It's always going to happen. Was that third year?
Yeah.
It's normally so the 50, year
50 games.
Out. Yep.
You have over 50.
Which Sheedy says the apprenticeship was 50.
Done. Yeah, once 50's out, then just game on, bring your tools to work. So
are we thinking that... there goes that one. Collingwood.
All right, fast forward 12 months. Hopefully we get the full season in. And I must say, Jaden Stevenson's been left out of the team as well.
That is shocking.
That's an interesting one.
That is...
He's had an interrupted preseason, I think.
But he's named emergency.
Yeah, so he's close. He's a beast freckle. But
that's a surprise.
Maybe he just might need a little run in the twos. But
I think everyone was so worried about DeGoey over the offseason. Maybe there's a couple who went under the radar.
Yeah. DeGoey's been in isolation before coronavirus. Yeah. But old Jaden went wild. No, Darcy Moore, fast forward 12 months. It's the end of the footy season.
Yep.
Where do you see Darcy Moore as a footballer? Obviously, there's a lot of contract talks that have been
done. Yeah, I was going to say, do you mean like in his progression on field or
everything.
Like which club?
Yeah, no, like...
Okay, I reckon we'll be talking about him as one of the 10 best key defenders.
Yeah, so one.
Yeah, I'll jump on that.
I'd
say he'll be at Collingwood.
Yeah. Oh, I think he'll be all Australian defender.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. This year.
Yep.
Really.
Yep. This year.
Does he get a Collingwood bump? Are you basing that on the Collingwood bump? Victorian bump.
No, I'm basing
he's
that.
He's had the Collingwood bump. For the last three seasons. Yeah.
So he's been one of those players for so long. He played on Josh Kennedy one day, and everyone said he played well. There was about four or five occasions that just clearly the ball wasn't kicked. One time was bouncing, and the ball never happened in his life, bounced away. And then JK slipped over running to goals. He was so aggressive, but I reckon 12 months later, I reckon he could be the All-Australian third defender. You know they bring in that third defender?
Yeah. You got another tool in a pocket somewhere.
Yeah, something like that. I think he's it and because he's got a nice kick, and I think it's time for him to get a full season where he doesn't have these hamstring injuries.
Because of the hype around him, there will be a club who puts dollars in front of him.
Brodie Grundy soaked up a lot of cash. $1 million. And end of the season. It depends on the salary cap.
Yeah, the balance there is going to be very.
No, odd. Sorry, somewhere. Someone on will go on the table and say.
He's North Melbourne.
North Melbourne or a Gold Coast or someone will say.
Melbourne like Gold Coast offensive key defenders.
Yeah, they've got a lot of them.
Yeah. Essendon. I feel like this is like deja vu. We talked about this like this time last year, the first pod before the season starts. The last one. Andy McGrath, is it time? Can we just put him in the bloody
back? Is it time to play midfield? Yeah,
it is. Like he had a good preseason. I think he spent a fair bit of time in the middle. Was encouraging. Dyson Heppel's out. Now's the time, right?
Yep.
Just do it.
But also with Dyson Heppel out, You could easily swap that role. Dyce Neville could play loose off halfback.
Yeah, he started that way.
Do you know what I mean? They could easily go back to that and let McGrath go wild. He's a number one draft pick.
He's absolutely, see, he's one of those ones you get in a few seasons in, and if you, someone watched it straight away and you ask where you think this kid went in the draft, you'd be like, oh, I don't know, 30?
Yeah, no, I don't think he's reached those heights yet, but I don't think he's been given the opportunity to reach those heights yet either. So it's one of those ones where we're judging him, and they bring in Devon Smith. They bring in Shield.
Yep.
They bring in Stringer. They bring
Adding
in
less midfield
the Stringer's
time.
Coming into the midfield doing those little spark.
Yeah.
He does. It's like, it's literally they're bringing in people to restrict his midfield time.
Well, yeah. And you know what? They keep treading water.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
if you think this guy is, based on his selection,
good enough to be number one pick.
When he's playing every week, it's not like they think he's going badly.
No.
Give the guy a shot. Is there something we don't know? Can he not run?
No, he's an elite runner.
Yeah.
Well, then he's an elite
line breaking.
Wasn't he a 400 metre champion?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, I think he was like a high jump champion as well. Like, I think he's an unbelievable athlete. And you're right, it is a strange one. And I reckon it's time that Chuck Rutten goes, you're not going to win the flag. More teams need to do this. You're not going to win the flag. No. Actually, just play. And he's not even a kid now. No. He's a kid in terms of.
Well,
there's other players on list that
what, 70 games?
Yeah, at minimum. So, yeah. So he's got to be playing midfield because he can kick it. And at least at the end of the season, you go, oh, he only averaged 18.
Turns out he's
true. Maybe he's not a midfielder. But I just have a funny feeling that.
You have to try.
Yeah, well, you have to. And I just don't know why they brought in so many players to smother his position. It's just going to make it hard for him to get back in there.
There's a lot of questions about why they did a lot of things at Essendon.
Frio.
That's me. So if this turns out to be a nothing year, is that a good or a bad thing for Justin Longmuir?
Oh.
Just like you come in.
What do you mean a nothing year?
Well, if we don't get much footy out and you get limited time with your players, etc. Like, do you get...
No, it's not bad in terms of his record, but it's horrible that those kids don't play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it also comes down to, so he's got limited time to... He's got, a three-year deal he signed on?
Yep.
Yeah.
So then it comes out, it's only a two-year deal.
No, well, that's good for him then. They're not going to have any money anyway to get anyone else in, so they're just going to be trying another untried coach if anything goes wrong.
This is what I think. So you get it comes down to a two-year window, and you're less likely, because you can get a bit of fatigue at 3 years if things haven't worked, but if it's only really get 2 years out of it,
he's
then it's going to be worth
it. He's 100% fine, but it's no good for their club. If any club needs to play football,
it's Fremantle.
Again, one of those ones where Fremantle start the year, they're not going to win the flag.
No.
But they have so many kids. There's five kids that they need to just smash in.
But the other problem with that is, like, they've named Sturt. They haven't named Young, Sarong or Henry because they can't.
Yeah.
Two of them are injured and one's, they just haven't picked him. But those guys can't even play waffle this weekend.
Yeah.
So where do you earn your stripes at training? Like, you're not, probably not doing, once the season starts, you're probably not doing enough.
No. And that was the issue.
So how do you stay match fit?
Think the back end of seasons at good teams like Hawthorn during the era, they were desperate to win finals for the VFL. Desperate, because it meant if they lost a player or two, they'll match ready. Whereas these kids, especially the kids, who are naturally not football ready as it is. Like, they'll blow up within 5 minutes of a game of footy, especially if they're not playing any sort of state league football. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know whether West Coast won't risk it either. I don't know how they're going
to. It's going to be, once you're in that 22, it's going to be harder to drop out of it.
Yes.
Like, I reckon teams will only be really making changes based on necessity.
Yeah.
Like, if a guy's really out of form and they've been wanting to play this kid for a while, but there's no like, oh, he's had three great games in the VFL, we need to play this guy.
Is Mundy playing? Because he's still coming back through the... So then you go, righto, so how do you get Mundy, Pierce, Hamling, those guys game ready?
Well, I think with the veterans, it's different.
No, but they still need some
footy. Who's that? We're up next.
Geelong.
Geelong. Parfitt is an emergency. I'm really, really down on their kids. I actually... And that's the punishment, shocking, I suppose, of being good for a long
period
of time.
And loading up and getting people.
Yeah, and that's what they've done. And Jerker Jenkins isn't getting a game either.
But hold on. 2 weeks ago, Nick Lee said that he was the player to watch.
Yeah, right.
After a cursory glance at the list, about 2 minutes before he did the podcast,
I'm going to make a big... No, I don't think it's a big statement. Joel Selwood wins their best and fairest this year.
Joel Selwood's back. He's
disagreed.
Lock it in.
I'm going the other way. I reckon Joel Selwood is on fumes.
No, he's midfield.
We need a bet here.
Yeah, what do you want? He'll average over 25 disposals. That's a good number. Cross, you wouldn't have averaged that.
Yeah, I'll take
that. You've got to check his...
So 24 and a half overs, I'll take unders.
Yep. He'll average that. He's going to play
in
the middle.
What is this,
Carter Beer? Gage Rhodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Single fin.
Sold.
And don't bring them to me warm either. I like to take one quickly out of their chair.
As if you wouldn't drink it warm.
Shout out to the White Sands in Scarborough. When I get my beers from there, they are as chilled as you'll ever get them. You get them home, and you're just good to go from the top. And it's not probably the finest establishment
good
you'll ever
freezer,
go to.
Good freezer temp.
I think they still do skimpies on Friday, but they do have a good freezer temp. But Joel Selwood in the midfield, had surgery, cleaned everything up. No kids are going to be taking time off him.
There's no one there to push him out.
There just isn't. Jack Stevens not fit enough to stay in there the whole time. Nah. Paddy Dangerfield's going to have to play more forward.
Tim
than
Kelly's
midfield.
Out, so there's more
Tim
time.
Tim Kelly's gone.
Quinton Narkle.
You're hearing what I'm saying, aren't you?
I'm hearing what you're saying.
My
he's going back
Quinton
in there.
Narkle is going to just burst right past all these blokes.
Is it going to be a bit of a sad case at Geelong? And you say you think Joel's going to regress, yeah. But he will retire. He will never play VFL.
Yep.
But I can't see Harry Taylor hanging on enough. Like, if it goes pear-shaped, like, he's probably going to finish down in the Magoos. Jerker Jenkins is going to be down in the Magoos.
If there is a Magoos.
Well, yeah, say, there you go. The no Magoos is a blessing for
Harry Taylor's
like
going to get. Yeah, Harry Taylor's going to get the 500 games.
Just get the week, well, he just get the weekend off instead of having to go play Werribee or something. Gold Coast? Yeah, that's right, me. The breakout is coming for Jack Lukosius. I've been talking him up all preseason, and I think I've figured out. I mentioned
really
this
went
on
all
the
in
fantasy.
On
I was going to say you've done a
really
Nick
talked him up. Yeah, he's come from nowhere.
well, a breakout year. No, that's
out,
a Nick Rinn statement.
I figured out who he is. Yeah. I mentioned this on the fantasy pod yesterday. He's Justin Westhoff 2.0.
Justin Westhoff, it's probably not a bad one. Justin Westhoff.
It would take Jack Lukosius about 8 years to grow a beard like that.
Well, he needs, the facial hair he's going to be lacking.
But yeah, no, I like
that whole sort of, I can drift across as the third tall down back. I can go on a wing. I could probably go forward and get you a goal. Mm. At some point, he may even be your second ruck.
Yeah. Like, was Lukosius one or two?
Two behind Walsh.
Oh, sorry, two behind Walsh.
Gold Coast first pick.
Yeah.
If he turned out as Justin Westhoff.
Yep.
Right
be
now,
very happy with
are you taking that? You're content that that's your.
And I think, to be fair, I think he's a higher pedigree, Justin Westhoff. So I think we might see it far more consistent and a slightly better version of Westhoff. But I think that's
if he is Justin Westhoff, you're happy.
You're happy. Every club would have loved a Justin Westhoff.
Yeah, 100%.
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they're going to have three genuine A graders out of this patch, which is Lukosius, Rowell, and Anderson. And then the other
King,
guys.
I'm on King.
Yeah, him, King, Rankin, and.
Well, Rankin, we don't know.
Rankin's now, it's now getting into worried
dangerous
territory.
Water, yeah.
Those guys are the next level below, but the three I reckon I can't miss are Lukosius, Rowell, and Anderson.
McPherson.
What about Anderson,
Ainsworth?
Marsh Cup.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Happy enough.
I thought he was okay. Yep.
So I'm bigger on King at the, and you've seen it for two games.
Yep.
But I think King is.
Which King brother's going to have the better career?
Well, I think St Kilda.
Max. So you're big on both of them?
Yeah, I think they're both going to be stars. They're so big. They're just so big. They're going to be those players that will take, in big games, six or seven contestants. You know, remember Tom Hawkins played that grand final when Podziadli went down?
Yeah,
and you just
and
turn
just
into a man. I reckon those King boys can do that.
GWS.
GWS, that's me.
Yeah.
Okay, is anyone
he
else?
He must be tired.
He's...
I've had a lot
You're like Gil McLaughlin in that Robbo presser the other day.
Sorry?
I don't understand.
What are you talking about?
Answer the question, Gil.
When is this coronavirus going to be over, Gil?
Are you patient zero?
I'm sus about this China experiment with the AFL. I reckon Gil was in Wuhan, and he has let the virus go. I reckon Robbo's onto something.
He's got the sniff.
Oh,
what I was going to say is anyone else getting as excited as me about Toby Green?
No, they'll win the flag, and Toby Green will be an All-Australian.
He's played two games this preseason. The first one he had 4 goals and 23 touches. Second one he had 5 goals and 21.
Why do I get so excited, Rhino? Why do I get so excited about GWS every year, and I don't even have a look at Richmond? And Richmond have beaten them by 100 points in the last grand final. I get really excited and quite aroused over GWS.
No, I think it's because they're still coming in a way.
Are they?
Well, I think they are. You've still got improvement in Josh Kelly. Like our man Sam Taylor.
Well, you just got to get them if they got them all out there. I think it's that just that anticipation
that
of
maybe
want
one
to
day
see them all out there.
Well, they've got another Tommy Green, their 10 or whatever it is from the draft. Straight in. Over guys like Haitley and Caldwell who they picked last year. So they've got another one.
I'm looking forward to seeing Callum Ward.
In the mix.
I reckon that is something that they.
Be another few
weeks. Not lack, but but he's definitely coming back in the first half. Just that grunt, don't give a shit. Hard as a cat's head.
They did miss that. That would have been very handy in that grand final.
But then Canelio, who's harder, they can be a little bit less and use their class, whereas Callum Ward knows he's just going to be a brute.
He's got one job. Yeah, maybe he's out of Tom Green where he ends up. He's the next Callum Woods. He's very inside.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Yeah, I think they see him as their version of the Yo Cripps Fife type.
He's the same size.
Yep, he's got the height. He's got the size. He's really good inside. Clean user. He could end up being the best kid from that draft.
Have they sorted the ruck switch?
I like Jacobs. I think he had a good preseason.
Enough.
Yeah.
Right, Hawthorn. I'm going to name three players and just quickly tell me what you expect from them this season. Chad Wingard.
What's his preseason been like?
Stop start.
Injury, little niggles and stuff.
Well, then the same we had last year, I reckon.
To be in the three best. He has to be.
You reckon he'd be the three best players
on
Hawthorn?
On the wage he's on and his name and his value and all that.
I reckon he'll have games where he's best on ground. Like last year, you know, maybe a handful of games where he
played really well against West Coast over here. I reckon he's best on ground.
But he's the impact player you were talking about.
Yes.
Short impact.
Yeah.
Like two goals in a minute.
But I don't know, is he fit enough now to do beat? It just never looks
so hard to play catch up now.
He never looks that fit.
How old is Chad Wingard?
No, he's still only 26, 27 or something like that. So he's still like, but when you see him, he just looks like he's like dragging his feet all the time.
He'd be unlucky in that best looking, like to miss out to Jag. He'd be second at Hawthorn.
Chad Wingard.
You reckon Chad Wingard?
Yeah,
no, he's pretty nice.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's a bit different. Yeah. It's my type.
Oh, no, Johnny Patton.
is he tall?
Johnny Patton.
Just Johnny
Patton.
He's
a brute.
Imagine if John Patton and Yago Mira walked into a room and were just there. You're like, whoa, boys.
Geez, that boy's got a small head.
Well, now we're talking about John Patton. What do you want from John Patton by season's end?
30 plus. 17 games, 30 plus.
Okay, and obviously.
And it's all bonus.
Strong marks, marking. Yeah,
I want to see a tall target, yeah.
Last one, James Sicily.
All Australian. Anything less.
Best defender in the competition. I think
all Australian. That's your opinion of him?
Yep. All Australian in there.
Not now.
Yep. Well, where do you think he's going to get to?
Yep, I think he is.
He's going to get to where he needs to get to?
I think it's where he's going to get to this year. Both. I think he's going to be. I think I can see Darcy Moore and Sicily being the two. They're similar. Again, the short, sharp pace. They're going to be. Yep. It's going to be rapid as rap. Maybe for guys like Gov, who has been the benchmark, the speed of it, and he's not slow, but. It's going to be rapid fire. Yeah. Gov relies on being able to get a breather, stand in a position, read the play, and
float
the way he
around
goes.
And
whereas I reckon Sicily, in fast-paced games, he'll be incredible. And his kicking is unbelievable.
Very dangerous.
And he kicks him from 60.
Melbourne, is that right? Yeah. Okay, so you were screaming for them last year to inject some pace.
Yeah.
One-dimensional.
Yeah.
So they've obviously had Langdon's in the team, but they've also named two debutants, Cozzy Pickett and Toby Bedford, both.
Cozzy Pickett from SA?
But via Northern Territory, right?
Is he the lad who picked someone off?
He's Byron.
Byron's nephew.
And Toby Bedford. So two very intense pressure forward types, real pacey, electric. Clearly Simon Goodwin has listened to the masses and to you on this podcast.
Ahead of time, he's got special talent.
Two-dimensional players.
So you've got time to invest in kids now, though?
Well, probably not, but you've got to do something.
Well,
they could just wheel the same 22 out again.
Yeah.
They had to do...
I think they've got kids to invest in now as well. Like, I'm trying to think of any who came through the last couple of years.
Not really.
But like Jackson, would you be playing him with Gorn as possible? Like, what's
Goodwin
get out of developing
that he missed
him?
Well, I was surprised he missed because...
Well, he might not miss. He's in the extended bench. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
he's... But he wasn't part of the big...
He's probably not playing his first game. But do you know what I mean?
Like, what does Goodwin get out of developing, playing Jackson in the midfield for 45... You lose Max, who's arguably the best ruckman in the competition, and you're putting a kid in, and you've got a fair bit of pressure on you after last season.
Yeah, and I just think they're probably got to get creative
at this stage.
Like. Yeah. Max might be able to
take a risk. Yeah.
And if you want to play Wiedemann, and you got to play McDonald, and you got to play May and Leap, you start getting very tall.
Oh, yeah, they're monsters.
But Jackson can play
smaller
on the ground as well. Against kids, though. Yeah. I think they got
round one West Coast. So how's he going to go on the ground against some of those guys? Tim Kelly and...
How many games do you want Luke Jackson to play out of 17?
Oh, seven.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah. I'd be happy with over five.
I'd be more happy if I return to day one preseason next year and you put on 15
again,
kilos.
It's all going to depend, isn't it? Like how far they get in, how many they've won versus where else they can play because you want them to play footy. You invested very heavily in this kid. You want him to get minutes in.
And you don't want to say it, touch wood. Max Gorn is a candidate for an injury. Like he's done long-termers, hasn't he?
North
Melbourne.
This would be good.
Are they any chance to be sneaky good? That we just don't like because they're North Melbourne and we ignore them a lot.
I like North. I like watching him. I reckon Sean Higgins is in that top end cream.
Yeah.
He's incredibly silky.
I'm not excited at all.
No, but you're a hater.
I'm a hater.
You just love what is Karen it? Thomas,
I don't know.
It.
They're just so boring.
Mate, they got the ball.
Mate, they got spark and spunk.
Who's the spark and spunk?
Cameron Zerha.
Zerha.
Everyone else.
Ben Cunnington. I love watching Ben Cunnington. Ben Cunnington.
We were really scratching no them spark. When we said they have spark. And
Goldie.
Like,
oh. You both said Zerha three times.
Yeah, just I'd say Zerha. You'd throw in a name. I'd go Zerha over the top.
Yeah, Todd, Cameron, that Cameron.
You're excited to watch Todd Goldstein.
No,
hey?
But they've got those kids. So name those kids that they've got.
Who
there.
Are the kids? Taron Thomas,
Blakey. Yeah. Blake. No, what's his name? What's his name?
Steve Larky.
Larky, sorry.
Yeah, and the one you're out on.
Which LDU, he's not playing. Yeah, no, absolutely not him.
No, no, you're out on
he's
him.
He's out on him.
Yeah, no, but him. Like, I'll just chill on the boys. They can put Benny Brown. Ben Brown,
there we go.
He's not doing anything for me.
His run up shows absolutely no spark.
He's just his hair. Can you call spark just on the haircut?
16-minute quarters. I don't need Ben Brown to be running up for 8 minutes of each quarter.
This is going
to
be
actually that might be great. They only might have kicked two goals and they've won the game.
It's going to consume too much time.
I just worry the whole coaching stuff. Good luck, Rhys Shaw. Not a ripper guy apparently, but like how and the other teams have done it. How do you think that the bloke sitting next to the coach that got sacked was the best candidate?
Yeah,
they've learnt from the sack coach. They've got the same principles.
But well, again, they're not in the mix for the big names at North, so you got to do what you can do.
Yeah, but I mean,
prove me wrong, North Melbourne. Like, but you got to.
I just get this
feeling.
So right,
what are you saying? Look, they can finish seventh or
no,
eighth.
No, but like every 5 years. There's this North Melbourne, nothing North Melbourne team that all of a sudden goes towards a prelim.
It has to be now because you got Goldie and Higo, they're pretty much
cooked. Yes, I think I've just got this right, this feeling coming on. Okay. Timmy Bones.
Port Adelaide, speaking of Bones.
Oh, it's Pollock. Jared Pollock.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's got a spunk. Yeah, a spunk.
Aaron Hall, is he still there? Has he been?
Yeah, he's still there.
Dom Tyson.
At Port Adelaide? Not Dom Tyson.
Right, is it me, Sydney?
Yep.
Who's their best?
Port.
Oh, Port. Ken Hinckley, will he be coaching the club at round 11?
Yeah, what happens here? What if we don't get to round 11? What if there is no round 11? Ken Hinckley just sacked.
I think he's sacked without playing.
He put it on there.
If there are no finals.
Come out, you said you weren't playing finals, you're
he's
out.
He's giving them easy out.
There's no
depends.
Finals.
We have to go back on what he actually said. If he said, if we don't play finals, but what if there is no finals?
Then they won't play finals.
How can you not make something that doesn't exist?
Well, yeah, but I don't think he said if we don't make finals, we don't play finals. Go back on the wording.
Yeah, let's assume we get to the end. I mean, Gil said 40 weeks to get through.
Yeah.
You'd think you could. I'll be there on Christmas Day if I have to. Like,
I
to
hope
get
we are. Imagine 40 on
Christmas. That'd be sick.
Amazing.
I'd get one ticket. I wouldn't get the family ticket. Nah, I'd be there with his brother. I just think that I reckon he's going to be gone by the halfway mark. I think it's going to be ugly. They're going to regret
such
trading.
Such a weird, like, and is this a year where you can sack a coach?
I think you can sack someone during coronavirus.
I think it's the easiest time.
You can't bring anyone in.
No, I think it's the easiest time to sack him.
You can't hire someone from
outside. Yeah, you can't hire someone from outside the club.
You have to bump up an assistant because you can't bring anyone in.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a nightmare, isn't it?
They got to wash
their
hands
at the door. You can't go get Ross Lyon because he's been out in the public just walking around.
Ross Lyon coach next year?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's having 12 months off.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to hearing him in the media. I don't know how we've rolled onto Ross Lyon, but I'll look forward to listening to him.
He looked pretty slick on Classified. His hair had been, I don't even see his hair had been combed.
Really?
Yeah. He'd put some makeup on.
He must be a good guy. Those Saints guys love him.
Mate, I tell you, all the blokes I've spoken to, they loved him, but he could tear shreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could flip on you.
Have you watched the cricket thing? I was sort of just biting time here.
No, the test.
No. Jeez, Justin Langer gives a couple of bursts.
I can't wait to see
that.
He can
go.
That's brilliant. It is brilliant. I think more clubs need to do it.
Brandon Ellis.
In talks to do it, aren't they?
Hey?
With Eddie's mob, but I don't know what happened with that.
Brandon Ellis gone and Bashar Hooley injured to start the year. I reckon keep an eye on Jaden Short.
I was going to say Jaden Short.
I reckon we've been sort of hinting at it for a few years.
Yeah.
Can he go? He's got a wild opportunity. He could be on the wing. He's capable of that.
He had a really good couple of good patches.
Yeah. He averaged 18 and 4 marks last year. He's 24. I reckon it's Jaden Short.
The only
time.
Thing that kills him is people know how lethal his foot is.
Yeah,
so they cover him and clam him up.
Well, say 18 disposals for him is worth it.
Yes. You know? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's like a... anyone with that sort of lethal burn.
Yeah,
anyone like that can kick it. Like,
do you reckon he pulls it together? He could be all Australian this year?
I don't know about that, but I reckon he starts.
He's got enough now. People know who he is.
I reckon he's in that.
Breakout,
you know how there's a bloke 6 weeks in, everyone's talking up.
Kane Lambert did it a couple of years ago. Jesus Christ, Kane Lambert's playing half 40s, averaging 25 and kicking two.
I just reckon this year's the year that non-football nuffies like us know who Jaden Short is.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Everyone will know Jaden Short by the end of the year, not just the people who study
footy
fanatically.
Yeah, gee, that's short. Yeah. He's kicked 12 goals from outside 50 or something like that. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
What about Pickett? What are you going to take?
So excited. I'm so excited.
I'm fearful.
I'm all in.
Fearful?
Why?
Yeah,
I don't reckon it's going to come on.
I don't think it is.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I don't know. Call me mad. I don't think it is.
Wow.
So what, he's not young.
What do you reckon he's going to be out of the team in a few weeks? Reckon that
well, you can't get dropped this time of year, so he'll just keep playing. But I don't think, yeah, they said there's all sorts of stuff that he was close to the North Smith and that.
Yeah, so do you think there's a good chance that his first game is his best?
Yep. Yeah, and I know I was big on, we were all big on him playing.
Yeah.
All of us were big on him playing and big on him getting drafted, given the opportunity, all that sort of stuff.
The problem is you're never going to get a stage like that. So if he has that exact same game tonight or next week, it's still not going to be as good because there was 100,000 people. It was his first game. It was intense. It was
the only thing that kept
people
watching.
You're never going to top that. Never.
Did you keep watching?
St Kilda?
Ground. Yeah, I had to.
St Kilda?
St Kilda.
Why did you keep watching?
Well, I was there by myself.
I was
scrambled for a ticket.
Yeah.
What are we expecting from Max King? Name to make his debut. Mentioned him earlier. The big fella. Like, what's a guy like that? Tall, not particularly... Not a lot of meat on his frame just yet. Had
if the Rising Star wasn't midfield specific, he'd win the Rising Star.
You reckon? Well, how many goals are you expecting?
If they measured up how hard it is to play on a key defender.
And Jesse Hogan won it a few years ago. You get a few.
How old was Jesse Hogan?
He'd missed a year.
But yeah, he also had that year on Melbourne's list preparing. Yeah. He had a bit
so
of
he was a little bit deeper. But I've just watched it. I think he's crafty. I think he's smart. He's tall. So I reckon he's not going to have to take too many contested marks. It's like when Bud was a superstar, like, he can't take contested marks. He was never in contested opportunities because he was so quick and agile and was taking him on his chest.
Yeah.
I just think he's crafty. I think it's going to be a good year for him.
Whose career does he have? Does he have Jared Ruffhead's career?
We haven't seen a lot like him.
Jared Ruffhead? Is that a comparison?
What numbers are you wearing?
12. You reckon Nick Riewoldt?
That's my call.
Jeez.
Jeez, you two are looking at me like I'm fooled.
I was just thinking, no, that's a bit different players, aren't they?
I don't reckon.
I think Max King can play a lot deeper and just sit there and do the one-on-ones.
Yeah.
Rude just ran works everywhere.
What's King's athleticism like? I know
he's probably not as good after the last couple of years. Yeah.
He's no Nick Riewoldt, but he's very good.
And particularly coming from as a kid, being that tall since he was like 16. Like, I don't think his athleticism's been tested, but they were always rated good below their knees.
And maybe you see the highlights and only the highlights. And in the VFL, he's playing on a kid or something. But
he does look special.
I'm going special.
I'm thinking like...
And I don't know whether it's a Riewoldt or that type, but I think he's going to be...
If you were still betting, would you just have a cheeky little taste on him for the rising...
No, see, it's a midfielder's award.
Everything's a midfielder's award.
Yeah, no, but if you said to me it was a point system and you got points for contested marks, goals... Marks inside 50s. Yeah, he's going to be special.
Sydney.
Here we go.
Now you can do Sydney.
Who's their best player and why?
Other than Jordan Dawson, you mean?
Other than JD. Well, you can make a case if you actually do believe Jordan Dawson's your best player.
It's not Buddy anymore.
Who is their best player?
Okay, I'll throw some names up. Luke Parker, Josh Kennedy.
I would have said Luke Parker 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's a Heaney, but... Oh. We were all off Heaney last year. So
Tommy Papley was bloody good.
Tom Papley could be. Tom Papley could be their best player.
Nick Blakey will be their best player.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Maybe in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, they've got no real...
Rampy.
Dane Rampy.
Yeah.
It's not. You're not really buying tickets unless Bud's there, are you?
I guess it's Luke Parker.
Do you reckon?
I still guess what I would have said a couple of years ago, but I don't
know. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
So who is it?
I couldn't put my finger on it. I think probably Papley. No, I think it's Papley.
It might be Papley.
It's probably Papley. Papley's the most in demand. Well, they're all... If Isaac Heaney went on the market, he'd be pretty in demand.
It's probably Heaney.
It is probably Heaney.
But I can see what you're saying. It's a very even spread of
not
could they
a lot of B graders there. Yeah. But they've had Parker who's been an A grader and Kennedy's been an A grader. Yeah. Franklin's been an A plus.
Their A's are no longer A's.
No, they're on the down.
And their B's aren't ready to be A's.
Yes. Yeah. So the Mills and those sort of players.
I love their young talent though. I love Mills. I love Rowbottom, Blakey, we said.
What do you like about Mills?
I like his ball use. It's fantastic.
Does he go lateral and short too often?
Yeah, but I think that's his role. I think that's what they want him to do.
Yeah, but I don't think that should be his role.
Is this going to be what he is now?
No, it's a bit like McGrath. It's a bit like McGrath, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's time. But in the All-Star game, I mean, Longmuir could have done whatever he wanted that night.
Yeah.
And what did he do? Played the exact same role. And he was leading possessions for half a game.
But he's not going to do that on the big stage.
No.
Take minutes from...
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. Longmuir could have. He could have said,
he's never going to do that.
Jump on the wing for
you've
5 minutes.
You've been down a Freo too long, mate. Longmuir.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Longmuir. That's going to happen all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, just call him Longy. That's what I go with.
Longy 1, yeah. Longy 2.
And they're both JL too.
Longy and J-Lo. Longy and J-Lo?
Yeah.
So,
J-Lo and J-Lo?
And Louis Taylor will be good.
I thought you meant their best player.
Yeah. No.
That's a stretch.
West Coast? Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Sure.
This is a column I'm working on for your paper for Saturday.
Oh, good.
About the chemistry experiment that is bringing Tim Kelly into that midfield. Mm. So many times in sports, talent doesn't always equal results. Just adding another good midfielder doesn't necessarily mean you'll be automatically a better midfield.
No.
Because everyone has to shift and sacrifice. And we've seen there's some similarities in the games of Tim Kelly and Luke Shuey. There's some crossover in the terms of bursting forward, looking for that early hit out and being an attacking midfielder. Yo probably doesn't get impacted as much, but he is bullocking like Tim Kelly. Gaffey probably is fine, but you're starting to think, okay, well then Hutchie, how much waffle's Hutchie playing? If there was waffle.
A lot.
Yeah. Then you're like, okay, what do you do with Jack Redden? Does he suffer? So Simpson's biggest task this year, the talent is there, but how does he get the mix right? And can he make sure that everybody's eating enough chicken at the table and everyone's happy and there's not a big issue there because a lot of mouths to feed?
It's a unique set of circumstances because if Tim Kelly wasn't Western Australian,
yep.
If Tim Kelly was out of contract, West Coast wouldn't have chased him.
If he was just a Melbourne-based...
If it was just like Tim Kelly's out of contract, West Coast aren't going, let's put all our entire farm.
Yeah.
It landed in his lap. They sold the club to get him.
Yep.
I think that they're a mature group. If they hadn't won a premiership, if they're a middle-of-the-range team where there's a little bit more individual stuff going on, like, oh, I want to win the best and fairest.
Yeah.
But now they've won a premiership and they know what it's like to win a premiership, and a lot of people win one premiership.
This was going to be my argument, and I won't give the column away, but the fact that guys like Shuey, not Gaff, but he is a mature guy, but Redden, they've won.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be me. A lot of those guys have had their big contracts as well.
A lot win one, not many win two, and Dick all win three. Yeah.
So they
and
may
you're in the one category at the moment. There's nothing really hang your hat on.
No.
They need to get two to be
They should
successful.
Be looking at Kelly and going, this bloke could be the one that puts us into that two flags.
And the other thing is that
let's make it work.
Tim Kelly, I reckon, he played half forward a little bit and got a bit frisky forward.
And they got a spot for him.
And
for
Yo forward. Went back. I'd love to see Yo back. So if there's too much, Yo could go a little bit half back.
Move
Kelly
around.
Could go a little bit forward. I think that's the way it could go.
The doggies.
Doggies. So how quickly, I just guess
no
out
point
their
setting the alarm
games.
On the doggies. Oh, yeah, we give them 15 minutes anyway.
He's getting some love.
So I've gone through the first, so we only know the first four games.
Yeah.
How quickly do we think flag hype will develop if they take over? So Pies, I've tipped them against the Pies. Then they've got Carlton, they'll win that. GWS North Melbourne. They beat the Pies and GWS. How quickly do you think that starts to develop?
Or if they're Norton 4.
If they're not in four, then it takes a long time to develop.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Like,
you're out. I can
I'm
see
not
in
out.
Your face. You're
I'm
out of
not
the
out. I just, I've been on them all preseason. I've been off Bruce, but I'm starting to turn on the two. Like, I feel like the Dogs have had so much hype now. I'm not even sure what they are. And they've got their own chemistry experiment trying to bring Bruce into that team. How does it look?
Mm.
I see Toby McLean's been left out. 2 years ago, he's one of their best players. They're playing a debutant instead of him. There's some stuff there that I just don't like. I'm not saying they're going to be bad.
Nah. Well, I said the Bruce thing, it looks like it's a straight swap for Shacky.
Yeah, well, Shacky's been left out,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little bit... I just think that if they lose Bont...
Yeah.
And they've had
dream,
run with Bont. And I worry about clubs that have...
Don't say this. Don't test the fates.
No, I'm touching.
All right.
No, no. But I have a... The clubs that really have... Like Carlton, they lose Cripps, goodbye.
Yeah.
Bulldogs... You lose.
Freo loses five.
Five, goodbye. You know those real super, and they are superstars for a reason, but I don't. It sort of covers a gap a little bit. It covers a little bit of a hole, and I think if they lose, Jacko McRae could win a Brownlow, potentially. At a stretch.
Come on.
They've come on, but they're not that. They're going to have 40 touches or whatever. Yeah. Are they going to kill you? Nah.
No, they're not your game breaker.
Yeah, they're good players.
They're not
very good players.
I don't think we're out on the Dogs. I just think we're not all the way in.
What do you say? There was no we here, mate. It was
Can you see them? I can see them be 1-3.
Yeah, that's what they could very easily.
Is there a world where they could
this
miss
is
the
not a.
Nah, I think it's a bit weak down the bottom.
This is not a season where we can predict anything, I think.
I feel like there's a. Yeah, exactly. I feel like there's a world, but maybe not. I'm not saying they're going to be terrible. I just.
You think with the draw, they're not going to get. Obviously, there's no double downs on hard teams. I think they're good enough to beat.
Enough of the other teams.
Yeah, like.
Can't slip up anymore, though.
No, you don't want to drop that game.
That's an interesting way to think of it when you said that. It's the first time popped in my head. Like, who we think they're about the sixth best team in the comp? Okay, so they'll win 12 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's an easy sum to do.
Is it?
All our over-unders.
Yeah, because it's 18 teams.
All our over-unders are toast, by the way, from last week.
Well, it beat 11.
Our unders are good. Our unders
are good. As soon as it got mentioned it was down to 17 games, straight on the group chat, let's take unders on absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on.
They're quicker than us.
Well, see, me and my mate went for the whole the totals.
Yeah.
Unders, but they'd already cotton onto the 16-minute thing and they'd cut it.
Oh, yeah.
It was not even a bet. You couldn't even make it.
So I was having a look today and I saw that Cripps have 30 disposals was $3 or $3.50 or something. I was like, that is unbelievable. But I'm not happy. Anyway,
well, we did just make a bet about Joel Selwood's stats and I took into account the 16 minutes. I don't know if you did. So you need him to average 28, really.
On that note,
is it 16 minutes all season?
Yeah.
The entire season.
Yeah. Because they're going to have to cram so many games
in. What about the back end when it's gone?
Nah.
And we're all.
Yeah, no. Because it has to be level the whole way across.
And some suggestion today that they may actually just keep going with it if it works next year and on.
Yeah, I don't think games. We'll ever get back to what we had before.
Oh, give me a bit of cream. Give me something back.
I'll tell you what. You give me the carton, I'll give you a six-pack back.
Man. say it was 16 minutes. I would say Joel would be over 23.
Well, there's a bit
but I'm taking the 25.
You said that.
Yeah. I'll keep the 25.
Okay, it'd be more sweet when you win.
I'll take the 25, but he'll go over 23 if you go.
All right, on that note, we'll
shut
go,
up. Don't
we'll
you
go
all right,
get stuff
me.
Ready.
Yeah, we've got a season to watch. It starts
we'll
in an hour.
Ready. We
an hour.
I'm going to go to the White Sands and get a couple of crispies.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining us. Make sure you subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. It's been the Hardball Get Show. Thanks to Mazda. See you next time.